This story is called I'm a Miracle. The subway car is crowded on my morning commute. It's late April. It's been really damp and gray and cold. So even though this day is forecast to be warm and sunny, I'm wearing a thick scarf. I stand on the other side of a pole from a petite black woman with close-cropped hair that shows just a little bit of gray where her hairline meets the back of her neck. She wears small gold earrings. Her cheekbones are enviably high. Her eyes, when I meet them, are warm. And she comments on my scarf, and then turns to the man beside her, and I watch as he puts his arm around her shoulder and holds her steady as the train lurches. I can't help hearing their conversation. It's laced with concern for a friend who has not been spending his money wisely and can't afford food. She turns to me again. We're so close on the crowded train, and she says, "Your scarf looks so soft." So I hold it out to her to touch, and when I toss it back over my shoulder, the scarf hits a woman behind me, and that woman tsks. My new friend says soft and kindly to her, "It's okay. She didn't mean it." And then we exchange looks, rolling our eyes. Now we've shared a moment. So I ask her how she and the man met. "He's so kind," she begins. "He moved in down the block from me. We just started to hang out. And since the day was forecast to warm up, they were going to just go wander around. So I told them I was thinking of walking the Brooklyn Bridge at lunch." And she turned to the man and she said, "We should do that." And then she turned back to me and she said, "But I got to bring a lot of water. I've got a colostomy bag and they want me to drink 2 gallons a day." "Wow," I say, "that's a lot of water." And then she tells me that she almost died. And I can feel her gratitude. "You're here," I say, and I look at each of them. And she says, "Yes, I'm a miracle." And then the three of us share gratitude and we thank God. At their stop, we hugged. And she told me that I'd made her day. But really, she'd made my day.